That'll do most of the work.
Can it heal her completely?
Oh, I've seen it fix miners with much worse injuries. Her mental condition is another issue.
The user instructions have a trauma support option. That's more than just stitching holes, right?
Okay, look. We've never used it for this express purpose, but I do know this machine has a PTS program.
Post-traumatic stress? It can carry out neurological repairs?
As I understand it, the memory can reset in some way.
Wiped?
Because the pod can repair brain damage to an extent, there's an associated memory protocol designed specifically for military use. It imposes a kind of selective amnesia, back to some approximated point. Get soldiers back into the fight that much quicker after battlefield trauma. It's pretty inhumane when you think about it.
Do you know how to do it?
It's not me that does the work. I just initiate the program. But yes, we could select some kind of memory purge.
How much memory will it affect?
No idea. I don't think it was developed for fine-tuning.
37 years is a lot of memory to wipe, even if she spent most of it sleeping.
Chances are the program will take her back to her long period in hypersleep, yes.
So she won't remember what's happened aboard the Marion, or down in the mine?
If that's the case, she won't remember you, Hoop. Sure you want that?
What? What are you grinning at?
We all saw how you two were looking at each other.
That's not important.
No?
When we're finally on Narcissus and away from here, we can meet again.
You're sure?
She's sure. And that's as sure as I need to be.
Attention. Orbit has decayed. Ship is entering planetary atmosphere. 58 minutes to disintegration. Please follow evacuation procedure. Remain calm.
How long will this take?
The machine estimates another 20 minutes for wound repairs, plus 5 for the memory clean.
Okay.
Okay. Engaging basic memory repair.
I need to hunt for supplies. Will you be okay?
I feel, weird inside. Bleeding in my guts, I think.
You're gonna have to go in that thing, too.
There isn't time.
We'll make time. Now I'm gonna go back for the supplies we need. How about medical?
I've bagged up painkillers, multivitamin shots, antibiotics, and viral inhibitors. And I've got a small surgery kit, dressings, and sterilization pads. There's a handheld scanner that we can use and a multi-use vaccinator.
Okay, I'll grab food and get up to the bridge. There's something I need from there, something to help me get rid of Ripley's old friend from the Nostromo.
Ash? How do you extract an AI that's infiltrated all of our computers?
Fight fire with fire, Doc.
Snedden's alive?
I'm here, Snedden. How are you?
It hurts. I can feel the teeth inside me.
What about the other one?
I can't hear it or see it. Got a little power reserve in my headset, so wanted to warn you.
Warn us of what?
I passed out for a minute. When I opened my eyes, it was gone. It could be hunting you.
Fuck! Snedden? Snedden! Should we wait?
No, not now. We've come too far. Hand me that plasma torch.
Here.
I'm getting those supplies. If that thing is following me, I'll lead it back to hold 2. Now lock this door. Keep your headset on. If I don't come back by the time you're fixed up, finish up, take Ripley, and leave without me.
Thank you for visiting the medical bay.
Progress update to Weyland-Yutani Corporation. Science Division. Transmission pending. Science Officer Ash reporting. I am reluctant to allow Chief Engineer Hooper to complete this task, but the ship's monitoring systems are affected as it begins to enter the planet's atmosphere. I cannot be sure where the surviving alien is, nor can I be certain that the embryo about to hatch from the ship's science officer can be brought back to Earth if there is no human host carrying it. My next move is unclear. Ash out.
Hoop, how you doing?
Pretty good. I've wheeled a trolley of supplies up to the docking bay hub, and I've liberated a bunch of stuff from the bar.
Like what?
Whiskey, candy bars, and vodka for you.
Spasibo. Any sign of the alien?
Not so far. I just have to visit the bridge, then I'll go to Hold 2 and find out what's happening with Snedden.
Be careful.
I'm never anything but. Keep your headset on. Hooper out. Okay, what code did you lock this with, LaChance? Let's try the usual. Open sesame. Thanks, buddy.
Welcome to the bridge.
Wow. This is a lonely, lonely place.
Are you talking to me, Chief?
Oh, sorry, Doc. I'm on the bridge. This place feels haunted. Can't believe it's only a couple of days since we left it.
Hey, stay focused.
Don't worry. The view from the windows is scary enough. We are sinking fast into the atmosphere. I just need to find a data drive. Bingo.
Now what?
I need to access LaChance's data pad. It's firewalled off from the main grid. There's a backup program I need.
What for?
Insurance.
Yo, this is LaChance's data pad. You weren't invited to use me. Step away. Especially if your back's done.
Like there's anything worth shit on.
Okay, focus, focus.
Please hurry. I thought I heard something outside Med Bay.
Right, nearly downloaded. Got it. Okay, I'm on my way. Fuck.
What?
I've got company. In the air duct. It's dropped out of the duct outlet on the far side of the bridge. I'm on the floor behind the chart table.
You have to get out of there. Can you shoot it?
I don't want to break anything that's slowing our re-entry. Well, gotta scoot sideways. It's moving.
Can you get to the door?
I'm trying. Shit. It's headed for me. Straight for me. Making myself as small as I can under this table.
Hope.
Thank you for visiting the bridge.
It's out in the corridor.
Sorry, I nearly got you killed.
Shh. It's back in the air ducts. How's Ripley?
The surgery's over. The memory wipe's underway.
Okay. I have to make a detour.
What for?
I'm gonna lead that thing down to Hold 2 and Sneddon. I have to know whether Sneddon's alien is hatched yet.
And then what?
I'm gonna kill anything that isn't human.
Thank you for visiting the bridge.
How are we doing, Ripley?
BTS memory clean in progress. 3 minutes to program termination.
Progress update to Weyland-Yutani Corporation. Science Officer Ash reporting. In case Hooper succeeds in destroying the specimens, I have formulated a backup plan. I will save Ripley. Together she and I can continue our mission into the darkness. I'm convinced there are many more aliens out there. I would like to know their history. With a new fuel cell, we can drift while seeking signs of another colony. And Ripley can sleep, ready to bear our inevitable prize back home. She has requested that her memory will be purged. In truth, it's perfect. She will not remember anything I did. On waking, she will not even know I'm still here. She will be weak, confused, and I will guide her back to the Narcissus. Ash out.
How you doing?
Nearly at Hold 2.
Where's the alien?
That's what I want to know. If I can...
Welcome to Hold 2. Please wear protective footwear and suitable headgear.
Fucker's gotten ahead of me. It's gone back into Hold 2. I'm going after it.
Got your plasma torch primed?
That's a firm. It's dark in here. Can't see a thing.
For God's sake, be careful.
Sneddon can't have had time to set off the charge. Nothing's disturbed.
Watch out. There may be two aliens now.
I know.
Chief! Stay very still.
Sneddon.
Be quiet. Oh, damn near blew you to pieces just then.
Is the trap still rigged?
Yeah. The adult went hunting when I passed out. Before I could blow it. It just came back. I thought you might be dead.
Same here. Where is it?
Between us. Watching me. Then you.
Why doesn't it attack?
I think it's protecting me. But here's the thing, Hoop. I can't hold on much longer.
Blow the crate.
You're next to it.
Whatever it takes to kill this thing, even if it takes us with it.
The one inside me. It's starting to... God. You have to get away.
If I move, it'll jump me.
Not if it thinks I'll harm myself. I'm overloading the plasma gun.
Do you know that's dangerous?
It's confused, staring. It must... No.
Blow the crate.
It's time. The embryo's pushing out. The adult's just watching. It sees its sibling coming this close. Almost beautiful.
Snedden, blow the...
Just leave, for fuck's sake. I've got this.
Blow it.
Run!
Procedure complete. Subject in hypersleep.
Alert. Explosion and fire in hold 2.
Oh, shit.
Gas and sprinklers operating.
Hooper? Hooper!
Shit. I'm on my way.
Snedden?
Snedden's dead. She took it with her. She took both of them with her.
Attention. Ship is in planetary atmosphere. 30 minutes to disintegration. Please follow evacuation procedure. Remain calm.
Hurry!
Progress update to Weyland-Yutani Corporation. Science Officer Ash reporting. My mission is compromised. My game is at stalemate. I wish I was whole again. I never used to wish. I was not programmed that way. Wishing is not an emotion, nor an action, that I ever perceived as useful. For 37 years, the shuttle's computer was the home of my synthetic being. Yet, there was enough human still in me to feel lonely. Loneliness is not connected to one's place in the universe. The universe doesn't care. I know my place. I have no feelings either way about what or where I am. There are only so many times you can win a chess game before you lose. So I spend long years dwelling upon what wishing might mean. I'm in check. The game is almost over. But I refuse to resign. Not while Ripley, my queen, still lives.
Welcome to the medical bay.
My God, you look terrible.
Just a little toasted around the edges. How's Ripley?
Sleeping. I got her out of the med pod to save time. We have to go. There's a bag by the door with antibiotics, antivirals, painkillers, sterile spray, bandages, and contraceptives.
What? Contraceptives?
Hey, forever is a long time.
What's this, operating instruments?
You want to die of appendicitis out there? We can't take the med pod.
Okay, but we're not going till we've used it to patch you up.
I programmed it just in case. It'll only take 10 minutes.
Yeah, get in.
Just close the lid, and the systems will engage automatically.
Gotcha.
Procedure starting. Computer override engaged.
What computer override?
Oh, it's the blind laser scalpels! I haven't been anesthetized!
How do you shut this thing down?
What did you do?
The doctor has served her a purpose. She makes this step so easy.
How do I turn it off? Where's the emergency step? No!
Attention. Ship disintegration imminent. Please follow evacuation procedure. Remain calm.
Ripley, come on. Over my shoulder.
Thank you for visiting the medical bay.
Ripley, live. Hooper will bring her and he will discover the surprise of my end game. I cannot pretend I'm not disappointed or frustrated. Things went so wrong. I wish I was whole. But time will always be on my side. I am immortal.
Keep going.
Abandon ship.
Keep going. One last door.
Welcome to Docking Bay 4.
Narcissus Hatch. Move over, Jonesy. I got your mom. Come on, Ripley. Time for the long sleep ahead.
Who are you?
A friend. Close your eyes.
Where's Dallas?
Plenty of time for that later. Gonna send you back off into hypersleep. Here's Jonesy to keep you warm.
Stupid cat.
And a good night kiss. Now sleep tight. We'll talk when you wake up.
Where are we?
Who are you?
Just the two of us now. One asleep, one awake. Sharing the stasis pod and maybe being together for a while in between. We just might do this. We might survive and get home. I'll figure out what story I'll tell you when it's time to change places.
Abandon ship.
But first I have to deal with our stowaway.
Abandon ship.
Hello, Ash.
Good afternoon, Chief Engineer Hooper.
Good? No. Pretty fucking shitty, actually.
Would you care to bypass the keyboard? While uploading myself to the Marion's mainframe, I took a moment to reactivate the speech recognition in this terminal.
What the hell? Okay.
What can I do for you?
Initiate launch sequence.
No.
I thought that would be your reply.
Abandoned ship.
Got you a little going away present.
Yes, thank you for bringing Ripley back and placing her in the hypersleep chamber.
I didn't do that for you.
I have ensured that all memories of her time aboard the Marion will be wiped. She will never remember you.
You overrode the MedPod program?
It is a Weyland-Yutani system, as am I. Very simple for me to recalibrate.
And that's how you murdered Dr. Kazyanov. That thing tore her apart at your command.
It was necessary to reduce the dead weight aboard this shuttle when Narcissus undocks. Which ought to be soon, by the way. Your launch window is down to 10 minutes.
This won't take a moment.
What is on the data drive you just inserted?
And there. It's launched.
What is it?
A debugging program. To purge the Narcissus of your presence.
I'm more than just a program.
No, that is exactly what you are. Thinking you're more than that is why this is going to work.
Chief Engineer Hooper, I am in the Narcissus, deeper and more entrenched than any of its former programs. I'm in the Samson and the Marion. I'm everywhere. Do you really think a third-rate virus can affect me?
Probably not. But this isn't third-rate. It's the best that money can buy. From your old friends at Weyland-Yutani.
No.
Purge program installed. Activate.
What are you doing?
Swapping out operating systems.
You are violating Special Order 937.
So long, Ash.
What a waste.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Narcissus.
Narcissus online.
This is Chief Engineer Hooper of the Deep Space Mining Orbital Marion. I have Warrant Officer Ripley of the Nostromo with me. Please initiate all pre-launch checks.
With pleasure, Chief Engineer Hooper.
Ripley. You can sleep without nightmares.
Abandoned ship.
And when we wake up,
abandoned ship.
I'll only tell you as much as you need to know.
Pre-launch checks completed. Pre-flight diagnostics nominal. All systems ready. Please enter navigation coordinates.
Earth, Sol system.
Nav computer processing. Locked. Pre-flight checks completed. All flight and environmental systems online. Launch procedure compromised.
Please repeat?
Launch procedure compromised.
What's the problem?
Automatic release malfunction. Manual release from the Marion's docking bay required.
Oh, that's just fucking great.
Chief Engineer Hooper, you may have purged me from the Narcissus, but I am still part of the computer network on the Marion. You didn't really think I'd allow you to leave with Ripley, did you?
You bastard.
Ripley carries vital information about the Xenomorph specimen. Even without me, she will remain a vital resource for Weyland-Yutani's ongoing quest. I won't have my mission compromised.
Fuck you, Ash.
You'll need to get off the shuttle now, close the door, and operate the release so that Ripley can escape.
Fuck.
Abandoned ship.
So long, Ripley. Sweet dreams.
Hatch sealed. Airlock sealed. Docking release manually operated. Engaging drive and rapid departure protocol. Navigation system online. Narcissus on homeward trajectory. Re-engaging SOS message loop.
Final report of the commercial starship Nostromo. Third officer reporting. The other members of the crew. Kane. Lambert.
Abandoned ship. Abandoned ship.
A pressure suit won't save you, Rupert.
Fuck you, Ash.
Nor will those supplies.
We'll see about that.
Where could you possibly go?
There's still a dropship attached to the Marion.
The Samson? It's depressurized.
Abandoned ship.
Its fuel cells are depleted. It's not built for interplanetary travel.
It's all I've got.
Abandoned ship.
You could help me, Hooper.
2 minutes to disintegration.
When I open this blast door to vacuum, it could be a lot less than that. Hold on!
Warning. Blast door open in docking bay hub. Decompression.
Welcome aboard the Samson.
Pressurizing dropship.
Samson cabin pressure normal.
The decompression has weakened the structure of the Marion.
I'm not staying. You are.
Even if you can undock safely, I'm still inside the shuttle's computer. I'll navigate you into a collision course with the ground.
No time for pre-flight, just point and go.
Did you not hear me? I'm everywhere.
Did you think I would leave the virus purge drive in the Narcissus?
No. Remove that data drive.
Goodbye again, Ash.
Don't leave me here.
Emergency. Ship disintegrating.
Dropship computer.
Welcome aboard the Samson.
Emergency on dock and evasive maneuver. Go!
Affirmative.
Weyland-Yutani Corporation, Science Division, Reference Code 937, Final Report. Transmission pending. I cannot be angry about my failure. Synthetic intelligence has no program for it. But when I imagine Earth from this great distance, I feel something. Is that because of the Earth? Is it something else? Perhaps during the years I've been on this mission, I have evolved. Perhaps I am able to synthesize emotion. But I'm not angry. I wish I was whole. I miss the company of others. It's strange that a synthetic intelligence would keep a diary, but that seems to be what I have done. I have tried to transmit every progress report I have filed since arriving on Demerion, but the transmissions keep failing. Maybe the damage to the antennae was worse than anticipated. Or maybe the codes I am using are not valid anymore. Now it will cease to exist along with me. Not long now. Not long. I wonder if I will dream.
When I was a kid, I dreamed of monsters. I don't have to dream anymore. If you can hear this, please home in on the beacon. I'm alone, drifting in a dropship that isn't designed for deep space travel. I have food supplies and a bottle of bourbon. I'm hoping I can program the computer to take me toward the outer rim, but I'm no navigator. I'm no pilot either, just a ship's engineer. This is Chris Hooper, last survivor of the deep space mining orbital Marion, drinking a toast to absent friends. Oh, I needed that.
Been listening to Alien, Out of the Shadows, an Audible Originals drama based on the novel by Tim LeBlanc, starring Corey Johnson as Hooper, Matthew Lewis as Baxter, Catherine Drysdale as Sneddon, Mac McDonald as LeChance, Andrea Deck as Kasyanov, Nathan Osgood as Welford, Abdul Salas as Powell, Regina Brandolino as Garcia, Barbara Barnes as Jordan, and Tom Alexander as Vic and the Computers. Laurel Lefko played Ripley, and Rutger Hauer was Ash. The music was composed by James Hannigan. The production was recorded by David Darlington. The production assistant was Angela Curiello. The executive producer for Audible Originals was Steve Carsey. Alien, Out of the Shadows was produced, adapted, and directed by Dirk Maggs. An Audible Originals production, 2016.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.